PayPound scammers, thieves, keep away from them. In our 7 years business time, the worst decision by far, to sign a contract that they have not fulfilled at all, these people have done incredible damage to our business. In the beginning, they are very friendly and make you believe everything. But once you sign the contract, they become rude and do not know anything about dealing with the client. We have never received a single cent from them since we signed the contract on May 20th. We had to pay £1,500 for setup fees. When I thought it was working, it had a decline rate of more than 70%. As a consequence, many of our clients have left us, including clients that were fixed for years. These rejections we believe are due to their turbulent business. It seems to me that banks and card networks have red flagged their charges. My suspicions are that they take one of their clients and give access to other companies, making charges on the credit cards of other clients as if they did through yours. For example, when we had started with them, the charges made on my customers' cards appeared in the name of a company called MailNuke. I do not have the slightest idea of who they are, surely another client who are also victims of these criminals. This resulted in many chargebacks because the clients did not know where the charges had come from. They do not tell you, but when finally a charge is over $100, they flag it. With the excuse that it is a suspicious charge, simply to charge you the commissions that make you sign in the contract. Also, we cannot provide KYC documentation once the purchase time has passed and the customer refuses to send personal documents. That has to be warned the customer before making the purchase. Therefore, if they pay us one day, we will lose more than $3,000 for this reason. At this moment, they have us retained more than €22,000, they no longer respond to emails, Skype, anything. The same thing that other users describe here in Trustpilot has happened to me. I hope this review helps you get away from these criminals. If you are reading this, it is because I have not received a penny from them. I will do everything possible and impossible to try to recover our money. I'm in talks with my lawyer to take legal action against these people. 2. PayPound, it is a complete scam. It is a complete scam, to not pay you you start. To upload suspicious operations and chargeback that the client never asks for, all to avoid paying. Now they say that the bank has imposed a fine of $250,000. It is a total scam. Now they call me Tina McNally and Samantha Jackson and Josh Taylor. They are scammers. First they say they are high risk and then they start saying that everything is suspicious and charge back to keep all the money. It is a scam. When paying they keep the money so you don't take out the money. They are a total scam. I will show the world how scam they are, always with an excuse. They always say that they have an audit and a thousand things not to pay. 3. PayPound, it is scam. Worst payment processor ever. They have closed the company yesterday with over $20,000 stolen from us in the means of holding payouts, fake rolling reserve amounts and all other BS that they tell their clients to hold payments and never pay them. They will soon open another company under a different name and do the same again. Beware, these guys are the true scum of the business. 3. PayPound, this company is a scam related also to. This company is a scam related also to Octopi and Neobank. But let's speak just about them first. Before they used the company iPay Total Limited, company number 11357725, check on company's house to match. And this is the same company they have in their email signatures. And this company actually is under investigation as well in liquidation following a court case order since October. After the scam come up, they changed the company with a new one, iPay Solutions Limited, company number 12321611. And of course, changed the company address on their website just to try to escape. But they forgot to change it into their employees' emails and everywhere on the web. I have tons of screenshot I did in the last 6 months as proof of their scam, as well recorded calls with the ex-employees in Octopi who confirm this is the same family. They are pushing people and buying fake Trustpilot comments with the millions of euros they scammed. You can also check that 95% of the positive comments were left from a brand new account with just one review or 2 to 3. And if you see the list of all the reviews an account left, it's always just for them. You can buy reviews online on WoRK.com and they are just investing the scammed money to save the brand. You can look for on Google how to buy reviews on Trustpilot, there are specialized companies in India, where they are from. On their website you read we are not a payment processing company. We are sales partners of multiple national and international payment processing companies and acquiring banks but you sign the agreement with them and not with the acquirer, then their MID will be always blocked for the sharing scam coming from their different customers on the same MID. Avoid them if you don't want to lose money. We lost in total over 25k. 4. 100% fraud. Total scam. They will approve any and all companies, then let you process a few thousand. Then just disappear never sending your money. They sell your customers' info on the dark web. They are not in England, they are Indian scammers. Scammers. Please, please don't use this company. I wish we had read the reviews before we used them. Now they have stolen our money and are selling our information on dark web. How are the police not arresting them? Do not believe this company. This company is stealing money. At the conclusion of the contract, this company reported that the minimum payout is $4,000. Upon reaching this limit, payments stopped passing and we asked to make a payment to us. That was already 3 months ago. Initially, their support on Skype responded to requests and said to write to the finance email for the entire period we have not received any answer. Also did not receive a payment. Support in Skype also stopped answering questions, messages are simply ignored. Out clients made payments in the amount of $5,835 by using iPay total all the money was simply stolen by this company. 5. Payment processor PayPound and its interesting legacy scams. After roughly a month of working with this company, we have encountered an issue with payouts. Once we submitted a request in the system for payout, the things got complicated. Just want to mention that throughout the month we have not received a single email or notification from them regarding chargeback or flagged transaction. Then, we have received a few emails from them. The first contained suddenly appeared flagged transactions and chargeback alerts and the second email was an account immediate MID suspension due to excessive chargebacks. After that, we have not received a clear response as for the account unsuspension, yet we have provided all of the required documents. Now they ignore emails, Skype messages, leave conversations to avoid any talks. I would not recommend working with this company. It is a complete scam. To not pay you you start. To upload suspicious operations and chargeback that the client never asks for, all to avoid paying, now they say that the bank has imposed a fine of $250,000. It is a total scam. Now they call me Tina McNally and Samantha Jackson and Josh Taylor they are scammers, first they say they are high risk and then they start saying that everything is suspicious and chargeback to keep all the money, it is a scam. When paying they keep the money so you don't take out the money, they are a total scam, I will show the world how scam they are, always with an excuse. They always say that they have an audit and a thousand things not to pay. 6. Total scam beware PayPound. Beware of this company, they will take your clients' funds and will never give them to you or return to your clients. iPayTotal is in the process of striking off in the UK company registrar. Search in Google for company's house website in the UK which shows that they have commenced this process in May 2020. Again, stay away. When you enter the company's house website click on Find Company Information, then click on Start Now, green button, then paste their incorporation number, 11357725, the first company that will come up is iPayTotal. The first document shown there is the strike-off document. They are pro scammers from India. They are now also have a new name and company Neobank, Neobank Global Ltd. They address is the same and like iPayTotal Ltd and I also have several other evidences. Never make business with them. If anyone need proofs contact me. I had a lot. 7. Scammers PayPound. Our sister company JK18 has paid them €1,780 for merchant account. They all were very nice and polite and always reply on Skype. After 3 days of boarding they had some problems of processing visa and for almost 2 weeks we could no process visa at all. A thing that caused us losses in our business. So we asked from them the setup payment back as we even didn't use the MID at first they didn't want but after they said okay. They said 7 to 10 days we'll get payment back. On day 10 they said there is 2 days delay. After 3 days we got a simple mail with message that payment done. No SWIFT or payment proof. Now they even don't reply on Skype. Money of course never arrived to our bank and copy of payment never arrived to our mail. If anyone wants copy of the mails and conversation as maybe they will say also this review is fake is welcome to contact Anita plus 370-690-98459. They act very nice on Skype and very polite but looks like after all the bad reviews about them are correct. If one day we will get our money back surely we'll apologize for it. 8. FBI Hi Read Me. We started processing on the 29/05/2019 until the July 6, 2019, after we paid £2,000 for the account opening, after many emails and requests of why the processing has stopped they came up with an email on the February 7, 2019 stating the below. The last paragraph was a reply regarding a client that never received his withdrawal. Dear merchant, as you have already been informed that one of the major banks that we were working with is facing issues with the regulating authorities due to the additional scrutiny and audit from the FCA and as such we regret to inform you that they have been required to stop all financial activities including distribution of funds until further notice. As per the guidelines laid by FCA with the acquirer, they are strictly prohibited from. The firm must not carry on any regulated activities. It must not dispose of its assets or any of the funds it holds in relation to e-money services. We request you to contact your customer and ask them to contact their bank to process the refund request. It has already been initiated from our side. Thanks. Finance team. We, since then, are trying to get our money back, around 12,000. They keep replying that we will receive them by the end of December. We have sent multiple emails requesting the money now but again with no reply. NPLSC Pay Total Reviews. .com/FR Audulant Merchant Companies/. To see the real face of those companies who posted on Offshore Corp Talk. MyPayTotal owns the above website. Also look up their UK address anyone can rent a virtual address there. FBI needs to shut these guys down. Update haha fake reviews? I out my email here you know who I am a legit merchant thanks for ripping me off when I was new now I'm not new and have very good merchant account. $40,000 robbed me. I emailed you countless times trying to solve this with no reply. 9. PayPound. It is a scammer company. Do not believe this company, they do not make payouts. Do not believe this company. This company do not make payouts. At the conclusion of the contract, this company reported that the minimum payout is $5,000. Upon reaching this limit, payments stopped passing and we asked to make a payment to us. That was already 3 months ago. Initially, their support on Skype responded to requests and said to write to the finance email. For the entire period we have not received any answer. Also did not receive a payment. Support in Skype also stopped answering questions, messages are simply ignored. Out clients made payments in the amount of $5,835 by using iPayTotal. All the money was simply stolen by this company. 10. PayPound it is a complete scam. It is a complete scam, to not pay you start. To upload suspicious operations and charge back that the client never asks for, all to avoid paying, now they say that the bank has imposed a fine of $250,000. It is a total scam. It is a scammer company, be careful. After such insistence on the part of their sellers, they called me, they wrote to me almost every day to work with them. One of his seller told me by phone that after paying them £600 I would not have any more expenses, and that they could get me a payment processor with good conditions, free or with a commission of 10% per transaction. I agreed, I sent him the money and they immediately stopped calling me, they never sent me a new message, they stopped contacting me. 2 weeks later they sent me an email saying that a company can work with me but that I would have to pay £2,000 and a commission of 20% for each transfer. Obviously I said no, that was not what we had agreed. I told them that if those are the conditions, I would claim my refund. After months exchanging emails they told me that I would have to wait 6 months to receive my money, after 6 months of waiting for contact with them and they never respond to any of my emails. It's been 8 months and I'm still waiting for an answer and my money. So they took my money and I never work with them or use their services, so they have been the easiest stolen £600 ever. It is a company scam, I recommend not even accept your advertising. Now they call me Tina McNally and Samantha Jackson and Josh Taylor, they are scammers. First they say they are high risk and then they start saying that everything is suspicious and charge back to keep all the money, it is a scam. When paying they keep the money so you don't take out the money, they are a total scam, I will show the world how scam they are, always with an excuse. They always say that they have an audit and a thousand things not to pay.